Hello, dosers. Coco here with Life Groups. You know, today we're going to talk about pride. We're not talking about a healthy pride where you take pride in your work and what you do, or you have integrity and all of that. That's great. But we're going to talk about pride that has the ability to have a negative reflection on who one could be. When I just think about myself, I have the honor to deliver doses. And this is something that has always been a desire of my heart, to be able to speak in this capacity. And when I first started, it was exciting and I was nervous. I mean, it was crazy. But then I started getting communication cards and emails saying, oh, you did so well. Oh, I like what you said. Oh, this, that, and the other. And I started getting nervous. You see, I remember when I was younger and I always wanted to be a public speaker. I always wanted to stand in front of crowds and speak. The more people, the more I am just energized, and the Lord just really speaks through me. And it's amazing. I love it. Because I'm operating in my gift. But my greatest fear has always been pride. Pride, and then this word fame. And I've found that it's important to tread lightly when you're operating in your gifts. When you're operating and you're serving people and you're caring for people and you're doing something and you do it well, your craft, you're amazing at your craft, it's easy to become big-headed in that. It's easy to start what we used to say, smelling yourself and thinking that, oh yeah, I am good, huh? Oh, that did sound good. What did I say? Yeah, I did say that. That was me. To take the credit for a gift, especially a spiritual gift that you've been given. And I remember I had actually emailed Chris Brown, and I told him, what am I supposed to do with the comments that come back? I don't ever want to take for granted the gift that God has given me to be able to speak and to communicate what he tells me to communicate. It's not me. I'm just the vessel. This is God's gift that I'm using. And I remember him coming back and saying, you know what? Always point it back to God. It's not you. You're just the vessel. And that was confirmation. And the beautiful thing is, when you're able to operate in your gift, you are able to really see God move through other people. And not only that, when I go back and watch the doses, I watch them just like you do, because I never know what I say. I walk out, once it's done, Stephen tells me it's good, and I say, okay. And then I wait and watch when it comes on as well, because I can never remember what I've said. And if you know Stephen Byers, you'll know I've tried to script it. I've tried to prepare, and I can never get it out. We can't get through a take because I'm so busy trying to figure out what the script says. I have to come from the cuff. I have to be vulnerable and allow the Lord to use me every time I walk in here. I typically don't know what scripture I'm going to use. I typically don't know what I'm going to say. And that's like the first line when I walk in the door. I'm Stephen. I don't know what I'm going to say. And he's like, all right, let's do it. And then we go. Because I understand that this is not about me. And if the words that flow out of my mouth bless you, amen. That's what it was intended to do. But by no means is that any of my power. And so that is what I have to keep in the forefront of my mind. So I found a Proverbs that just really spoke to me. Proverbs 11:2. And it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Now, if you haven't seen what Larry has done with the Daily Dose last week or the last session, he talks about humility. I encourage you to check it out, because it really gives us a biblical perspective of what humility truly is. And to know that wisdom comes from humility, to know that understanding that we're operating in God's power and then he gives us wisdom on how to navigate that, that's a gift in and of itself. So what is your gift? What are you doing? How are you pouring into people? How are you lifting people up? When people come to you and praise you for that, how do you handle it? Think about that. And know that God gave you the ability to communicate and do what you do. So do it to honor Him, an audience of one. God bless you and have a great week.